And in that regard, you have the honor of having Margos Melitzas of the Daily Kos announcing to the world in response to the letter that Rep. Jared Polis is shaping up to be a serious pain in the ass. What do you have to say to Margos and to those liberals and or progressives who have said that this letter represents a scaling back of or some hindrance of efforts at healthcare reform?
Well, I hope that pain in the ass is not a veiled homophobic remark, but I will have to talk to Margos about that. Look, progressives need, we need this plan to succeed. We don't want to pass a plan that hurts small business. Small business is the backbone of our economy. Giving big multinationals and publicly traded companies yet another advantage over small family-owned businesses is not consistent with our value as progressives, which is why we had people from across the ideological spectrum sign this letter in terms of new members. So I'm confident we can continue to work with leadership in the administration to find a way to pay for health care reform that can actually benefit small business. There are many other benefits for small business in this plan, whether it's the tax credits, whether we can find ways to help them get coverage, but we have to make sure that the full burden of paying for it doesn't fall on their shoulders, or it could be a net detriment to small business and to job growth in our country.